HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hey guys, how's it going? Well, it's Valentine's Day and we cannot not talk about the guy who's been named the national crush of the country. He's 24, recently single, and our pre-Valentine's Day HD Brunch cover star. We're talking about Rohit Saraf, who's managed to make 2020 his year. With memorable performances in Mismatch and The Sky is Pink, he's not only won over cinema buffs, but also many, many girls, evident from the 3 a.m. calls he's been getting from random women, which he reveals in a chat with me. Listen on as he spills the beans on his ideal date, soulmate, whether it's cool to have a crush on your friend's girl, and the worst excuse for dumping someone. Hi Rohit, welcome to the HD Brunch podcast and congratulations on your HD Brunch cover.
What's your reaction to being called the national crush?
I don't know. I guess this is my reaction. It's very flattering, I mean, yeah, to say the least. In the year of pandemic, I was given this name of the national crush. Who would have thought?
And I have to ask, have any of your exes or anybody that you had a crush on or anyone who had a crush on you reached out after you announced the national crush and been like, hey?
I mean, yeah, of course. One of my ex did. And yeah, somebody I used to have a crush on long, long time ago did. But what's gone is gone. So.
And have you ever been in love with two people at the same time?
No.
Have you ever dated two people at the same time?
No, not at all. That's infidelity and I do not appreciate that.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Do you think it's cool to crush on your friend's girl? Has it ever happened invariably?
I don't think you can control that, right? If you find someone attractive, you find someone attractive. And that's okay. As long as you don't do anything about it, it's cool.
What's the worst pickup line that's been used on you?
There's many, honestly. Like,
it's the worst.
There's been, I mean, I said this again long, long time ago where I read something where this girl said, agar main grahan hoti to main aap pe lag jati. And I was just like, I'm not sure how to feel about it. I don't know if I should be flattered or I don't know if I should be afraid of you or what. But yeah, that was supposed to be a pickup line that turned out to be, well, a lot creepier than one can expect.
Was this in person? No.
No. It was online. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I've been told that I'm not very approachable when I'm in, like, when I'm out. This is what I've been told that, you know, if you see me in public, I'm not very approachable. I don't look like someone you can approach very easily. That's what I've been told. I think it's absolute and total bullshit, but that's what I've been told.
All right. And what's the worst pickup line you've used? And you knew it the second after you used it. Yeah.
I don't. Believe me, Karishma, I cannot do it. I am someone, if I like something about someone, I would say that. You know, if I like your glasses right now, I would tell you that, hey, Karishma, I really like your glasses. And that's that. I don't use pickup lines. I feel like it's the worst thing to do.
What's a one-liner you think will work on you?
What's a one-liner that you think will work on you?
Something related to like music. I'm a sucker like that. Like if somebody knows my favorite song and quotes the lyrics of it, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. That's
Wow. Okay, I get it now. But that's not a one-liner, right? Then that's a conversation starter again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. I don't think one liners will work on me either. So yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So do you have a song like that? Still answers?
I have many songs like that, honestly. Like there are many, many songs that I am absolutely in love with. I love Khalid so much. I'm obsessed with Khalid. So if someone quotes a Khalid lyric, I think I would be very pleased. And there's Love, which is L-A-U-V, the artist. I absolutely love his songs. Any of the songs that I have featured in.
What's the silliest thing you've done when you were drunk?
Drunk dialed someone I shouldn't.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah.
Drunk
dialed as well as drunk texted. I think my texting is worse than calling. Like when I call, I'm still like a little like, you know, in control. But when I'm texting, it's almost like there's been a tab that's been, you know, turned on. And then
if Seema Auntie from, you know, the matchmaking show would ask you for a description of the perfect match for you, you would say?
Yeah. I would say someone, I just need like, I need her to be very, very respectful to not just herself, but everyone around her, especially first, we need to be respectful towards each other in every aspect with our beliefs, with our thought processes, with our lives, with our professions. I need someone who can respect that. I need someone to be brutally honest, like painfully honest, because there's no substitute to that. And I just need someone who's very driven in life.
If someone came up to you and said, hello, future husband, you would. Has this happened, by the way?
It's not happened that someone's walked up to me and said that, but actually I was on a holiday right now. And I kid you not, Karishma, I'm not saying this for effect, but almost every second or third night, I do not know how. And, you know, it's actually quite scary, the thought of it, that somehow my number's been out, like my number's...
Your personal number.
Yeah. And it's not something that's out to everyone, but like a few people have it. I do not know how, like they have their friends or whatever. I don't know how they figure it out. Okay. But I'm getting very random calls, and in the at the strangest hour, like I would get a call at like 3 in the night. I would get a call at like 4:30 in the morning, at like 1:30 in the night. And the moment I pick up this one conversation, I picked up and I said, hello. And she said, hello, future husband. I said, okay, hi. No, I said, hello. She said, hi, is that Rohit Saraf? I said, yes. I said, who's this? She's like, your future wife. I said, okay, that's great to know. May I know who this is? And you know, she's just like I said, your future wife, you're my future husband. And I said, sure, but I would like to know your name. And she hung up on me. And there have been many conversations like this where, you know, random people have called and said this and sent text messages. And so, yeah, that happens a lot. And if this happened in person, I think I'd be a lot more flattered. But because it happens, you know, on the phone, I almost feel like it's invasive of sort.
Okay. What's the rule you follow on one rule you follow on the first date?
I don't promise anything that I know that I can't fulfill.
Have you ever slid into someone's DMs?
I'm still waiting for a reply.
Arey, don't say.
I'm serious, but...
The national crush cannot say that. Saf, have you ever been dumped?
I very recently got dumped, actually. Yeah, like in 2020.
What do you think is not an excuse for dumping somebody, according to you? Like one thing that you shouldn't dump someone over. Like it's just, you know, it's an excuse, yeah. And that it's not really a real thing.
You know, you've heard this a lot and it's very cliche, but it's actually true because it happens that when someone says, you know, it's not about you, it's not about you, it's about me. You know, I can't do it. And I wish and believe that, you know, you should deserve the world and this and that. Well, if you f-ing believe that I deserve the world, then give me that f-ing world. So I think that's a very immature thing to say. What would be fun is if you tell me that, hey, this is the reason I'm breaking up with you. You know, f*** everything. You tell me, listen, this does not work for me. It's not working out for me for so-and-so reason. I'm just not in love with you anymore. I fell out of love. You know, initially, maybe it was infatuation, but now yeah. I don't think that it's there anymore. I would appreciate that so much more. Because at least, like, you know, you were honest. Yeah. It's great. But if you tell me, hey, listen, I've always loved you. I love you right now. And I will always love you. But I can't be with you right now. You're messing me up. Don't say that. Because then I can't move on. I can't think beyond this. You know? So, yeah, that's
it. Are you a guy who believes in, you know, taking breaks in relationships? Or you're giving space in relationships? How important is that?
Taking breaks, no. I don't believe that you're dating someone and then things go wrong. So you say, okay, let's take a break and we'll come back to it. That never works out. Mm-hmm. So that I don't believe in. Space, I'm beginning to realize that it's like I was always someone, you know, if I'm in love, then I didn't ever think of like boundaries and like, you know, I need my own space. I need you to fuck off and, you know, whatever, give me my time and all of that. I never believed in that. I was the other way around. You know, if I'm working also and you want to be around me, that's fine. You know, I may not engage with you, but you can still be around and do your thing. And, you know, I'd be okay with that. But 2020 has taught me that perhaps it's best if you, you know, make some boundaries and then stick to it. Right now I'm saying all these things, perhaps maybe once I fall in love again, maybe I'll forget it again, or maybe I won't.
Are you the one who dumps? Are you the one who gets dumped?
I have dumped and I've also gotten dumped.
Which do you prefer?
I knew we were getting to that. So I'm in a bit of a predicament now because see, I would say that I prefer dumping than getting dumped, like most people. But now having been on the other side where I have been dumped also, I do not want to be in the position where I break someone's heart like that. So neither. So I would ideally, the ideal situation would be that I find someone and then we be happy together for the rest of our lives. And then there is no like, you know, breaking each other's hearts. Or then maybe like the ideal situation would be that, okay, you both realize that, you know, it's not working out. So you and I take this mature decision where we sit down together and we you know, have a conversation that, you know, perhaps it's best if we part ways and you go your way and I go figure my life out. But that shit never happens.
Yeah.
So so I would just not like breakups from now onwards. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff, for doing this.
The pandemic has been difficult for a lot of industries, including the food industry. Many restaurants have shut down or downsized, and live venues seem to have been the worst hit. But since takeout is the new dining in, many have given their menus an innovative twist to make it a more delivery-friendly option. I mean, something like a souffle would lose its original appeal within 10 minutes. Forget the 40-something minutes it'll take to reach your place. One of the first people to do, you know, a really innovative menu was Chef Radhika Khandelwal early on into the lockdown when she ran Fig and Maple with, I think, just her husband, who's also a chef, helping her. Then there's the Piano Man Jazz Club, of course, which has started its daily gigs. But since the capacity is still half, it's changed its entire menu. And then there's Depot 49, a Mexican eatery that has now turned its taco bar into a more delivery-friendly kulcha bar. Here's what HT Brunch columnist V. Sangvi has to say about chefs who've suffered losses but stayed afloat during the pandemic.
You know, it's always difficult to do something different in the Indian restaurant sector. You can always open a restaurant that serves butter chicken or chicken manchurian and you'll do okay. But I spoke this week to three chefs who tried to do very different things. All three of them nearly went under during the pandemic. All three have survived. That's the good news. The first is Alex Sanchez, who runs one of India's best restaurants, Americano in Bombay, which serves European food that is authentic and different. When Alex opened Americano, he had huge waiting lists. I couldn't get a table. And then he was forced to shut down because of the pandemic. His revenues went for a toss. He tried to survive by doing a little bit of delivery. But of course, that wasn't enough. Even then, his loyalty was to his customers. He did delivery for loyal customers. And to his team, he didn't sack a single person. Now he's reopened and let's see how that goes. My guess is quality will tell. Ritu Dalmia is the queen of the Delhi restaurant scene. She does different food and gives you the best, warmest hospitality you can imagine. But even Ritu has suffered during the pandemic. Three of her restaurants have shut down. She's still surviving and struggling with the other three, but she's an optimist. She thinks she'll be able to reopen at least one of the ones that shut down. Reggie Matthew is a different kind of chef. He runs a restaurant in Madras and a branch in Bangalore that focuses on home cooking. He doesn't have that many professional chefs. He has mothers from villages who come and make real food, home food. He was also terribly affected by the pandemic. He had to close his restaurant down. But Reggie's reopened Chennai and he's reopening Bangalore soon. The mothers are back from their villages. They're cooking. It's an indication of how if you have passion, if you're committed to quality and you're committed to your people, then nothing can stop you, not even COVID.
So I have a confession. Being the hardcore carnivore that I am, I don't think I'll ever be able to date a vegetarian. Okay, there I said it. And I honestly won't mind and I won't even care if a vegetarian refuses to date me because it makes sense. I mean, the food habits of you and your partner need to match. Not only so that you can actually share a meal, but also because honestly, there'll be so much less cooking and even pondering about the menu. And as it's Valentine's Day today, and many of you are making a meal for your partner, I'm going to make one for myself. A tribute to my love for spicy food. And by that I mean I'll be making momos and I'll eat it with the dali chutney that got delivered just in time yesterday. And of course, this will be accompanied by or actually followed by a tub of ice cream and rom-coms, probably beginning with Serendipity. Anyway, here's what HT Brunch columnist Rehana Munir has to say about the love for food and its impact on relationships.
There's no other way to express love that's quite as well loving as food, in my opinion. Alcohol can be misleading, you know, all the wine and the whiskey, especially all of it consumed at the beginning of a romantic relationship. It kind of addles your senses and gives you a bit of a blurry idea of the person who's sitting across from you. But I think food never fails, especially as relationships progress and eventually if you end up living with one another. Much is made of chocolates and desserts and all sorts of dainty, beautiful, sweet concoctions. But I think it's those odd treats that keep couples together. Someone who's lived in Bombay her whole life, for me it's been that Bhurji Pao at the Cooper Hospital corner in Juhu, or the rolls at Bade Mia's, or the Kulfi outside what used to be called Hong Kong Bank and is now Axis Bank on Turner Road. These are the treats and the little feasts at odd hours that kind of, you know, help take a relationship forward. But when you're in a long-term relationship, I think it becomes very important to kind of sync your eating hours, you know, your meal timings, and which is why things like intermittent fasting, I wonder what's the kind of toll that kind of diet takes on a relationship. I'm very shallow and I don't think I could sustain a relationship with someone whose dietary patterns and habits are wildly different from my own. And I wonder if dating apps already have mandatory fields for food preferences, just so there's no confusion later on. Today, of course, you know, it's Valentine's Day and there's this whole business of cooking for your partner. It's not really an area that I'm ever likely to explore. But to everyone who's planning an elaborate feast, I wish you great success. I personally find food delivery apps to be terribly romantic. I hope you enjoy the column. It's all about relationships, romantic relationships and the food element. Bye.
I first heard about Lily when blues band Soulmates lead singer Tipriti posted about her on social media and tagged her as the next Khasi singer to watch out for. I looked up a few of her songs and I was hooked to her raw vocals. The 24-year-old who hails from Shillong has been recording originals since 2013 and also sings in her mother tongue Khasi. Not only that, she's also won many beauty pageants. We got her to sing a cover of one of her Khasi originals. Hope you like it. And happy Valentine's Day.
Hi guys, my name is Lily. I'm a singer-songwriter from Shillong, Meghalaya, and I will be singing an acoustic version of my original song, Jinker Men.
What do do Jinker Men, Lord up in Thib Jing In, and I'm Sha A.E. So keep us, so keep in, support Sha La Ka Thong. Chaprang wajukin randi namada shisha boti dha ublay lam jinga
and have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.